What is the situation now in Amsterdam? How many houses are squatted?
The problem is it's kind of hard to say how many houses are squatted exactly, because, well, it's not a real tight organization, so sometimes people leave squats again. And it's also a lot different than most other countries, because, for instance, in Italy or Spain, you can only squat really big houses, while in Amsterdam you can also just squat one apartment, one floor of a building. Therefore, it's a lot harder to actually keep an eye on how many people there are exactly, but I think it's 1,500 people or something, probably about 500 squats.
That's a lot!
Yeah, it is, but the problem is with this whole economic recession, a lot of people don't want to buy a house at the moment, while other people are forced more or less to sell it. So there's a lot of empty places, or at least a lot of places that are for sale. And for instance, in the whole of the Netherlands, there is 7 million square meters of office space just standing empty. And all the big companies also are quite reluctant to move at this moment because the prices are still quite high. And they don't know if the recession is going to get any worse or if it will get better. So at this moment, I think kind of easy to squat places. And I think an average of 2 or 3... houses or apartments are being squatted every week, which is traditionally done on a Sunday. And yeah, sometimes it's just a very small apartment, which is 40 square meters or something. And sometimes it's a big warehouse. We squatted one half a year ago. We're still busy building a social center, and that's about 11,000 square meters. That's quite large. It's a more or less loose group of individuals who call themselves positive propaganda, and they just squatted a really huge warehouse, and they're trying to build a practice space for bands. There's some artists there who have their studio there. Some people living there, they have a restaurant once a week, they have bands sometimes, parties.
In Rome, it's very different than Amsterdam, because here are much more families living in these houses and are public spaces. So the question is about which kind of people that are squatting now in Amsterdam, which kind of people it is?
I think it's quite a wide variety. It's quite a big group of left-wing people, but there's also quite a lot of students who want to squat, because if you really want to wait for a student's room in Amsterdam, the waiting time is longer than the study normally takes. Normally you study for 4 years and the waiting list is more than 4 years. So quite a lot of students are at this moment squatting. There's actually a separate squatting information hour for students, which was started about half a year ago. And yeah, other than that, it's still quite a lot of illegal people who are squatting, although they do not always do it through the more or less official squatters channels. And yeah, what happens more and more is that people simply start to get in trouble, because life is getting much more expensive, health insurance is getting more expensive, they get less money if they're on welfare, so it's not really bad yet. And I think the house is normally one of the last things that people will sacrifice. Their economic situation is deteriorating.
Mm-hmm. But how much you pay for a room, for a student room in Amsterdam?
Yeah, it really differs. The problem is that normally you'll have to go into some sort of illegal situation where you are living in a house where somebody else is supposed to be living. And then I think it's about 300, maybe 400 euros is quite a normal price. And yeah, if you are in need of a student room more urgently, then you will have to pay more for it.
The price for a family rent?
It really depends. If you have rent-controlled apartments, the social rent, then it's about 400 or 500 euros, I think. But the problem is that all the housing corporations who used to own all these social rent houses, they want to make more money now, so they try to renovate the houses and just sell them for, they have like one apartment which is 40 square meters or something for 200,000 euros, and yeah, a lot of people don't want to buy that for that price, or simply cannot afford it.
So, okay, Janneke, I couldn't understand very well what did you were explaining about these empty places now in Holland, and what is going on with the economy, like there are many places empties.
Yeah, about about 5 or 6 years ago, it was this really big economical boom, and everybody would just buy a house for themselves. All the companies would get bigger spaces all the time. The prices were really ridiculously high, and now that this whole economic growth is almost ground to a standstill, it's kind of hard, because for a lot of people it's very insecure. They don't know if they will still have their job in another year. So then they're not very likely to buy a new house. And the same thing for companies. I mean, if you already have to lay off people that used to work for you because the economic situation is getting worse, or simply because you want to make more money, then you also are not very much inclined to move to a bigger space. That's why there's a lot of, especially office buildings, they're the worst, and they were all designed and paid for more or less when this whole economic boom was going on. And now that the boom is over, all the empty apartments, they're still there, and the empty office buildings. And there's, like, sometimes you can get really ridiculous offers. Like, there were people or a big company who rents out real estate. They would the new tenant stay for free for 2 years, and only then they would have to start paying rent, just in order to get people to move there, because now you have, like, all these really big towers who are completely empty.
I want to ask you something, Alice, about the evictions quarters. What is the situation about these houses, or the people is not thinking about eviction in this period? How is it going?
Well, at this moment there's not many houses that have to be evicted, because in Amsterdam there's this sort of tradition that the squatters barricade their house, they make paint bombs, and they have this sort of symbolic protest, and the police only wants to evict it with riot cops and a water cannon, stuff like that. So instead of evicting every house as they have to evict it, if you barricade it well enough, then you can stay until there's a next big round of evictions, because they have to get extra cops, they have to get the water cannon out, and a crane to put some special team on the roof of the squat. So normally it's like once every 3 or 4 months, and at this moment there's no really big risk.
Yeah, we are in winter, so in a way.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter too much for them. They will just kick you out in the winter as easily as they will do it in any other time of year.
Yeah, so the Hemente or the government doesn't think in what the people that is squatting needs. Like, I mean, maybe, well, you have to leave this house, but, well, give me another place to stay. That is not the form to think in Amsterdam.
Yeah, partly they recognize the problems that people are facing in Amsterdam when they're looking for a house, and it's the housing shortage is really big in the whole of Holland, especially in Amsterdam. And yeah, they sort of recognize that there's not enough houses, but personally I think that they come up with different solutions than squatting, because squatting is simply not something they find desirable, nor will they ever find it desirable. So they come up with, for instance, for students, they just came up with the idea to rent a big cruise ship, where then about 1,000 students could live more or less permanently, or at least until they found a better place to live. And this is, yeah, it is a solution, but it really doesn't do anything for the more structural problems that there are, because it's not just students, it's also people who are on welfare, or people who lost their job, who had a job a few years ago, who've got a really big difficulty trying to find a place.
What do you mean when you say people welfare?
Welfare is social security. So that if you don't, you really cannot find a job, you get a certain amount of money, a little bit of money per month to live off. I think that in fairly much in what I know of Spain and Italy, and I think other southern European countries as well, it's more of a whole social issue, that you can get the whole neighborhood involved in squatting action, and that you will have not only young people, but mothers and grandmothers who are all using this as a way of making a protest and trying to make a fist against the government. Well, in the Netherlands, I think it is much more a small subculture of left-wing radical left-wing people. They try to do some outreach, and sometimes it works. Quite often it works. If you're just friendly to the neighbors, they will be friendly to you. But it's not really this instant recognition of the fact that it's a social struggle.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know if you have something else to say about the Amsterdam squatters movement.
No, not really, I think.